Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
On Monday, NASA gave the world its first glimpse of its new craft, Orion, specifically built for lunar exploration as part of an international project to get humans back to the moon in the next 3 or 4 years. Leo Enright joins us now on News Talk to tell us all about it. Good afternoon, Leo.
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
Not too bad. Now, I suppose, first off, describe what Orion looks like. Does it look like the old lunar module?
Okay, so Orion is, they say, the Apollo capsule on steroids. Apollo was able to take three people into space, indeed all the way to the moon. Orion will be able to take six people to the moon and land several of them on the surface, but not in this capsule. What makes Orion different from Apollo is that it's a joint project between the United States and Europe. So the Orion capsule service module, it's kind of the bean tin on the back of the capsule that's built here in Europe. And in fact, the one for the first human mission with a crew on board arrived, as you say, at Cape Canaveral on Monday. So progress is being made. They'll launch a non-crewed version without astronauts, hopefully in January. And that also has the European service module. But they won't be sending humans around the moon even until sometime next year.
So they have kind of three mannequins or something in there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, there's they're putting two crash test dummies, the sort of things you're used to seeing, you know, in these videos about car crashes. And they've also got a mannequin, which is slightly different because it's designed to look and if I may say so, Sean, without causing embarrassment, and to feel a bit like a human in the sense that these mannequins have actually been used in space quite a bit. They use them, for instance, on the space station to train for emergency medical procedures. So they're a lot more realistic than the crash test dummies. Mm. They just, you know, they just don't have great conversation style.
Now, so for the launch that's planned for January, now, the Orion, as I understand it, is put on top of a big rocket and, you know, the rocket takes up into space. And does Orion then fly itself to the moon, or does the rocket fly the whole thing to the moon?
OK, so, Sean, this is a honking big rocket. The American government hasn't built a rocket this size since the 1970s, the early 1970s. So it's really a big deal for the American space program that as we speak, they have this huge space launch system rocket constructed in the vehicle assembly building at Cape Canaveral. Just yesterday, they put the Orion capsule that we were talking about, they put that on top of the honking big rocket to get ready for January's launch. So this thing is huge. It's just a tad taller than the moon rocket that we saw in the past, the Saturn V. But I have to admit, Sean, that it's still about 10 meters shorter than Elon Musk's ginormous starship.
Well, size, as we know, is not important at all, especially when you've invented a penis-shaped starship. So when the honking big rocket takes off, will it be like the Saturn V that stages of it fall off and there's a shorter piece left?
Yeah, and this is, again, a slightly embarrassing part of this. To save money, they've put space shuttle engines in the back of this honking big rocket. So basically, the engines that were designed to be reused for about 50 to 100 times, they're going to be fired up in this thing and they're going to drop into the Atlantic Ocean, never to be seen again. Mm. So it's not the way of launching people to the moon.
Yeah. Hello, Leo. I don't know. I think Leo was starting to go for a walk there. Just when he was getting to...
Are you hearing me?
There you are again. Yeah, sorry. I don't know what happened there, Leo. Went a bit kind of bonkers there. All right. So it's, yeah, as you were saying, it's not the best way because it sounds a bit wasteful if bits are dropping off into the Atlantic. So when they start doing landings with this craft, does Orion split... Does part of Orion land on the moon then and then come back up again? Or how does that work?
No, this is where it gets really complicated. This is definitely not for the slow boy in the back of the class type of person. It would be the front of the class lads and lassies who'd follow this one. Basically, what's going to happen is they're going to launch the crew, men and women, Europeans and Americans. So there could genuinely could be an Irish astronaut going to the moon on this rocket. And at the same time, Elon Musk is going to launch his even honkingly bigger honking rocket, the Starship, towards the moon. When they get into moon orbit, the idea is that the astronauts aboard the Orion will transfer to the Starship, which is Musk's vehicle, and it's the Starship that they're proposing to land on the moon. The whole thing is slightly crazy, but they believe it can be done.
Right, okay. And why are they doing it that way?
Well, partly because, in fact, all because of money, Sean. In the end of the day, no bucks, no Buck Rogers. You have to have the money to go to the moon, and NASA say they don't have the money. The Congress just on Monday last, the lower house, the House of Representatives, voted a few extra bob to NASA so that they could build another lunar lander. But at the moment, NASA say they can't afford to build the lander themselves. So they've given the job to Elon Musk. And basically, they'll bung him a few bob while he goes ahead and builds this Starship. Right now, as we speak, it's being put together in Texas, down on the coast near the Mexican border. And that's where it will launch from an island near the Mexican border in Texas.
Now, it will be genuinely exciting if people land on the moon again. But then a couple of years after that, is then when we start looking at some sort of permanent or semi-permanent presence on or around the moon.
Yeah, I mean, this Sean, is the European, the focus of the European initiative here. Europe has been very, very focused certainly for the last 6 or 7 years, on the idea of joining together with other countries to build a lunar base. The idea is we really don't want to be doing the Apollo thing all over again and just coming back. We've got to this time go to stay. And so a lot of the European effort, and there's a huge amount of research being done here in Europe, a lot of that effort is focused on how do we build igloos out of moon dust on the surface of the moon. The Europeans are developing a laser printer system of sorts that will actually take the lunar dust and turn it into igloos that the astronauts can live on. So this is very much led by the Europeans. The Americans are on board. The Canadians are on board. The Japanese are interested. So this could very well happen in our lifetimes. And as I say, Sean, I mean this quite seriously, there could be young men and women listening to us today who will actually live in these weird lunar igloos.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? The technology, though, at least the getting there technology, has it changed that much since the 1960s? It's just like a big rocket and you aim it at the moon.
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, it hasn't changed since you and I were playing with fireworks when we were kids. Basically, you shove a bit of explosive into a tube and you light one end of it and stand back. That is the way it's still being done. And that's why it's really still quite dangerous, why it costs so much, because you can't put people on board a flying bomb unless you're pretty sure that all of the explosion is going to go out the arse end and isn't going to just disintegrate the whole vehicle. So the reason all of this is so expensive is that you need an awful lot of ground support to build these things. And in fact, Sean, quite interestingly, there's a meeting in Armagh today. Now, not the one that's in the headlines. This is another meeting. There's actually an all-Ireland space industry meeting taking place all day in Armagh today. And one of the things they're talking about is how can Irish companies north and south of the border get contracts for all that good money that's going into the space business.
My word, we might see orange men on the moon. Leo, thanks a million for speaking with us today. Leo Enright there. Once more, clarification. Leo and I didn't play with fireworks together when we were kids. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.